Hello and welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by SetQ, not a bank, better. I'm your host today, Denise Moore. And today we are visiting with the city of Peoria, two wonderful people who work there and put their heart and soul into the jobs that they have. And those folks in our studio today are Kimberly Richardson. She is the assistant city manager, and Melody Green, who is the chief diversity and inclusion officer for the city. And today we're going to be talking about economic development and a holistic view of it. And Melody, tell us about something that's coming up very soon, and that is the Equity in Procurement Expo.
Okay, and I will be brief. You know very well what this is because you are a partner agency. So the City of Peoria, in partnership with the Peoria NAACP, the Minority Business Development Center, the Illinois State Black Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Peoria Chamber of Commerce, Small Business Development Center at Bradley University, Better Built, the West Central Building and Construction Trades Council, and the Greater Peoria Contractors and Suppliers Association are hosting the Equity in Procurement Expo. It'll be on March 28th at the Peoria Civic Center from 5 to 8 p.m. It is a free event, and it is tailored to minority businesses. The goal is that we allow minority business attendees to learn about the city's procurement processes. They would also be able to register for the city's first minority and women-owned business database, which is the Peoria Equity and Accountability Program. There is no charge to register for that list as well. And they will also be able to meet with additional government agencies that are also interested in increasing the money that they spend with minority-owned businesses. So this will be a fabulous event for minority businesses to attend, and we look forward to having everyone there. There's no cost. We will have light refreshments, and there will be just a positive environment of business and industry professionals looking to increase our minority utilization.
And so, from my understanding, this is an opportunity for a contractor who may be listening to this broadcast wanting to work with, let's say, the Peoria Park District. Somebody from the Peoria Park District will be there and will be able to talk to that person. And so we're trying to make the connection. And out of that connection, who knows? You might get work. You might get a lot of work. You might not get any work from there, but you might go right to the table next door and get a ton of work from them. And so it's good to know that all of these individuals are going to be there. Why does the city feel that this is important? Is this just a one and done? Yeah, we can tick the box that we did this. So why does the city feel like this is necessary? Does the city itself need minority contractors and vendors?
The city does need minority contractors and vendors. You know, we've had goals in the construction area for quite some time. Those goals are 10% minority contractors and 5% women-owned business contractors. And we have not been able to meet those goals. So it's a constant struggle for various reasons. We know there are systemic barriers, but also there are barriers that we find associated with financing and resources and education and just capacity. But then also, you know, we had to look internally into our organization and say, what can we do, or what are we not doing, or where is our oversight, or what are we just doing because that is how we've always done it? And so, no, this is not a one and done as long as Kimberly and I, you know, are here. And I will say that our city manager and our other department heads, and I believe our council, are invested in this, in these issues as well. So we will continue to do this work so that, you know, not only can we work towards those goals, but so that we can help to rectify some of those systemic issues and barriers that have impacted our community. And you are right with your example. If a person were to want to do business with the park district or with the library, they would be able to come to this event and potentially make connections there. And also there will be the state diversity and inclusion department will be there to give a presentation on how to do business with the state as well. So that'll be major also.
And this is awesome because I started out by asking about contractors, but through another program that you are behind, you're going to be registering individuals, free registration again, to get on a listing that not only the city of Peoria can access, but others can access. Tell us about that listing.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that because we do focus on contractors. But to be clear, this event is for any minority-owned business, not just for those in the construction field. But the program you're referencing is the Peoria Equity and Accountability Program that we created in August of 2022. And it is the city's first minority and women-owned business listing that is a live listing updated. As soon as I get a new applicant, it's updated automatically. It's publicly available, free to anyone to view, and that's nationwide. So there could be, you know, jurisdictions across the nation looking for a specific service, and your business might be the one that they choose to do business with. So,
and so that's if you're a caterer, if you're a party planner, if you produce papers, for example, if you have a publishing house, you name it.
Apparel is a big one that we're looking for.
T-shirts. People are looking for everywhere you go, somebody's got a T-shirt for some event. And you've got all of these different organizations that are going to be there. And they always have something going on each year that they produce a T-shirt for. And so I would encourage folks who are not just trades contractors, but any kind of service that you provide and you need to be on this list, you can come to this event. And right there in the room, they will help you get online and register. And anybody, as you indicated, Melody, whether it's in city government or a corporation in town or out of town, can get to this listing and find you there. So I think this is going to be a great opportunity. I hope folks really take the opportunity to come out on March 28th to the Peoria Civic Center. It starts at 5 o'clock. It ends at 8. And I believe the time was selected intentionally to be able to allow folks who may be working another job and this is something they're trying to get in after work and on the weekends to be able to participate.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that. So we're going to turn to Kimberly because there's another grant that's out there and right now called the 2024 Commercial Renovation Grant. And the reason I wanted Kimberly to speak to this grant, but there have been other grants prior to this. And there may be other grants coming in after this. And we wanted people in the community to know that this grant that we're talking about today, this isn't the first thing. They've been giving out money for the last couple of years. And if you all are not paying attention to WPNV, perhaps you don't hear about it. But we want to make sure that Kimberly has an opportunity to explain to us why the city has felt the need to provide these grants before and now and into the future. And in the end of the day, what would you like to see all of these grants accomplish?
When we talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, it is not Melody's job. It is the whole organization's job. And how do we embed that into all the other priorities that the council has discussed, infrastructure, community safety, quality of life, downtown development, business prosperity. So what we're doing is just reinforcing that priority and contributing to the goal of expanding that access. So when I came into the organization, the way our granting was set up, pretty much it was going to ensure that we weren't going to get to those who needed the most. It was reimbursable. And we recognize if you are a small business, capital is very hard to access, but most importantly, you might see a need, but you also have operational costs, and most times those costs are going to be deferred to operations. And the capital cost, which is refreshing your commercial property, updating, putting in new doors that are more secure, whatever that infrastructure might look like as a capital inside your business. So when we first started the program, our first program was the RISE grant, which many probably heard. We came in, came into that program around this time in April, and that was a much more larger scale program. There were three buckets of how one could receive funds. It did not limit to capital costs. It was operational. It really was to help businesses as we were coming out of COVID and restarting our economy, giving them some additional funds, because at that time, the labor market, which continues to be a point of struggle for some of our small businesses, having that additional funds to help bring in additional labor to support their business, recover some of the funds that they may have lost, because as we know, statistically, PPP, which was the grant given out by the federal government, did not reach a lot of our community members, especially women and minority-owned businesses. So we had that grant. We gave out, we went back to council because we ended up giving out $1.4 million. And what we saw in that granting was that the majority of people impacted were mostly women, and I'm going to be clear, women of color were the highest grant recipients. We did not go out targeting that population only. We went to everyone. But because we restructured our grant in a way that we lowered the barriers for people to complete, we allowed for those who had home-based businesses for that program to participate. New businesses who are startups at a certain period of time to participate. We saw a greater number of minority businesses not only applying but receiving grants for the city. For some, this was the first time they received any type of funding from the city. And I think our finance department would tell you, economic development has probably had the most diverse vendor list because of the fact that we have been able to reach broader members of our community, business community. So in that, we did that. That was a one-time grant program because that really was about restarting. So then we started looking at what do we need, and we actually went back and had a conversation with some of the businesses. And we were able to assess out in minority businesses, capital is still a barrier. Accessing funds through a traditional means is not as simple as just going to the bank signing off and giving you a quick loan. We know the history around banking and when it comes to the Black community in particular. There's other communities in our city of our minority communities that we can acknowledge they have a different system of how they fund and support. But for the Black community, using the traditional methods to get infusion of cash is a much harder hurdle to jump. And so looking at our grant, we said, we want to make sure we are making our granting accessible. So we remove, for certain pieces, reimbursement. Now, we did keep reimbursement in when we had our former program a little bit because of the fact that it's tied to some regulational things that we want to make sure it happens. So we needed to have a stick in that carrot. But this grant in 2024 that's out today, which is the 2024 Commercial Renovation Grant, it's for any project that doesn't require a permit, a small business can apply for. We're open. The grant is open today. You can go on our website, peoriagov.org, and go to economic development. You'll see it right there. What you do, you apply. It's projects such as if you have painting, carpet, you want to replace your flooring, you want to do some remodeling in your business. As long as it doesn't require a permit, this grant can cover that. We last year rewarded $600,000 in grants, and this year we want to keep that same number. What we recognize, though, the majority of businesses really needed that $10,000, $15,000 range grants to help support. I was sharing this with a business yesterday who was not informed of the grant, and after I informed them, was literally in tears. Because she said, it may sound like a small number to you, but that's a significant number to me. And when I said to her, the likelihood of you getting a grant is high because our goal is to get money out, apply. If there's an issue, we will reach out to you. We will help you address those issues. We try to make the grant application as simple as possible. The amount of those types of responses have become consistent. Every time we talk one-on-one with a business and we tell them there's no catch-22, there's no matching grant, there's nothing that you have to do. We don't need you to give us blood. We're not asking for a stake in your business. The tears flow because these businesses are like, oh my goodness, I wanted to do X and I didn't have the funds to do it. Now I can. I can compete with my competitor who has those means now. It matters. So these are the types of things I enjoy, is when we can get to those small businesses, because they are the heartbeat of our community. They are what, I mean, it's great to have these larger developments where we can talk about more. They are just as important too, but the heartbeat of the community is our small businesses.
And this grant is not restricted to a certain district.
Not at all. And what we find is that it's ironic, because I know we shared out with the council kind of where our grants, we map it out. We're about evenly distributed throughout the city. Some parts have more because of just where they're located, industry, of course. But we are pretty even. We distribute about even amount of grants throughout the entire city. And as I tell people, people of color are all of our city, not just in one zip code.
And it's good to hear, because I picked up a few of these flyers from your office, as you know, yesterday. And I also dropped it by on the way from your office to my office. I dropped it by to someone. He says, oh, my God, I can use this to have the outside of my building painted.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah. Well, what's the process? I said, it's easy. Go online, fill out the information, and it's done.
Yes, and we have guidelines. And as I tell people, read the guidelines. The guidelines actually walk you through the application. So if you read the guidelines, it's very clear what the expectations, because there are some limiting expectations. So if you are a service industry business, you know, we are looking at those who are sales tax generated. But if you are a service industry business, but you are in a walkway, so that's anyone that is, you know, you can, it's what we call a storefront type of business, you can still apply. And I tell people, apply. Let us figure it out. If there's an issue, we will let you know why there's an issue. And sometimes we will even say, we'll put you on hold, let you fix that issue, as long as you have, you know, a certain period of time, because we do have to get the money out by a certain date. But our job, our goal is not to just deny. We inform people of the why. And if the why is something that can be fixed, we give people that opportunity to fix that issue.
That's awesome. And just to remind our listeners that I believe last week it closed, the grant that the city of Peoria had was for nonprofits. This grant is for for-profit and a for-profit business who has work that does not require a permit. But I believe someone said that you're going to have in the future this year sometime another grant that comes out for a for-profit business that does require a permit for something they're going to do.
So we're going to look at phasing this, because what we find out is permitting is a process. And so, and less businesses apply for permits than for non-permits. So we wanted to get the money out quicker, and we want to get more people to apply. And so we saw in the data, like everything is data driven. The data showed that permits take longer, and so we aren't able to get money out faster because of the permitting process. And so this will allow people to get funds and contractors and so forth. And so we are looking at a phase two, and the phase two may be a smaller pocket of money, but it will be supporting those individuals that are looking at permitting projects. And that will happen in the fall, because it's less taxing on our community development department. When you all are applying for grants for permit in the most, I say, demanding time of the year, it slows down our ability to grant funds out faster. So we're trying to time this a little bit more.
Well, this has been outstanding. We need to get you two back here, or someone from your departments back here.
I'll come back.
Outstanding.
I will come back.
You heard that. She's on record saying she'll come back, people.
I will bring my staff, too. We will have a whole department meeting here with you. And you can see how the sausage is made, which is not always fun.
Right. Exactly. Well, this has been outstanding. Is there something, as we close, that you guys wanted to say that you didn't get an opportunity to say?
I would love to come back, because I do know that there's other things that are coming down the pipeline that particularly have an impact in parts of our neighborhoods that have seen more of an environmental justice lens. I want to talk about that. What I'm referring to is a TIF that we're looking to create that is called a disorderly TIF. It's going to be in the footprint of this area, but it's also including a very controversial conversation around carbon sequestration with Bioergia, which is one of our businesses here down on the south end of town. I want to talk about that because I think we have to recognize where the city role plays in this and how we can support the end goal of ensuring that we're not creating additional harms in our communities, especially those communities that has been dealing with the disparate impact of urban sprawl, of disinvestment for years, who are now, we're getting investment, but how we're, it's trickling in slowly. But we want to make sure when we bring in businesses in the area or supporting businesses in the area, what role the city plays in some of that. So I would love to talk more about that at some point.
Well, we'll make sure that that we schedule another time to come back and talk about that. If there's nothing else, then we want to thank the City of Peoria, Kimberly Richardson, and Melody Green for coming and speaking to us today. You have been listening to Dollars and Cents, the show that helps your dollars make a little more sense, sponsored by SETQ, Not a Bank, Better. Until next time, I've been Denise Moore, and we'll talk again soon. Money, 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 money. Money.